The Beginning of Wisdom. We live under a law of sowing and reaping that is as certain and unrelenting as disease and death. Fear. Wisdom is conceived in a strange place. It is fathered by fear. Many Christians, even many ministers, are unwilling to speak of fear. It doesn't sell well with a public that is lustful for pleasure. The commentators try to convince us that biblical fear is just respect for God, not real fear. Their God is like a paper cutout with only two dimensions. If our actions were without consequence, or if consequences were never painful or permanent, then fear would be foolish. But our actions and reactions do indeed reap painful results in this present life as well as in eternity. We live under a law of sowing and reaping that is as certain and unrelenting as disease and death. One might forestall the day of reaping, but it always comes with the surety of an eternal lawgiver. If women never slump onto a couch and weep for loss and loneliness, if children never curse their parents, if no one ever experiences shame and regret, then fear is foolish, and anyone who would promote it would be an enemy of humanity. But if our choices can bring us to miserable ends, then fear is the healthiest deterrent we can have. It is the beginning of wisdom. Life without fear is a fool's paradise. What physical pain is to the preservation of the human body, fear is to the preservation of the soul. A Christian life without fear is a religious life without a living God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Psalm 111:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 9:10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Proverbs 1:7. Anything God says three times is worth heeding. Watch out. Much of what you will read in this book was written to put the fear of God into you. I feel that if I can cause young wives to be aware that there are consequences to their actions, they may turn to God now and start sowing to the Spirit rather than to the flesh. By means of letters written to me and from real-life examples, I am going to earnestly warn you about where poor choices will take you.